gradually, hundreds of sculptures and reliefs of the Buddha were carved out of the rock. But what Herringham really wanted to find lay inside the caves themselves. These are some of the earliest Buddhist paintings in the world. By then, in a perilous state, Herringham set about recording them before they finally faded away. This amazing book is how she preserved the paintings. You've got a preliminary set of essays talking about how the work was done and what the paintings meant. But then, the most gorgeous colour plates. But Herringham not only preserved these scenes from the life of the Buddha, in her mind's eye and on her page, she radically and problematically reinterpreted them. When she looks at the colour, the perspective, the careful lines and the composition, what she sees is the Indian equivalent of Italian Renaissance art. And she actually talks about them as frescoes, and she talks about the caves as a picture gallery. And in a way, this book is part of that vision by giving you small snapshots and giving you them like this so that you could, if you wanted to, just put them up on your wall as pictures. What this book is doing is it's translating an Indian Buddhist site into the heritage of world art. Of course, we now see plenty of religious art in the safe space of a gallery. But to understand how these paintings really work, we need to look at them in the caves for which they were made.